Hello, Josh speaking.
Hi, Josh. This is Catherine from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you so much. And before anything, I just wanted to let you know that this call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. Is that okay?
Yep, that sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much. So, yes, Josh, the call is actually all about the Google Verify program. Have you received the application form?
I did. I submitted it,
awesome.
I think, the day that I spoke with Christian.
Okay. That's really good to hear. So we're good with the application form. That was the day that you spoke with Christian. I think that was a few days ago. Okay. Don't worry. I'll go ahead and get to follow up with that. But do you have any questions about the application form, anything that concerns you about it?
Not necessarily the form. I was just reading some of the information I was emailed.
Yeah.
So essentially the way he described it to me was that there was an entry minimum of, you know, 2329 or whatever to get a certain amount of leads. I think it was 10 leads for $170 or something like that on average.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the minimum I have to spend every month, or can I choose how much I want to spend?
Okay. I think that is the cost of the lead, 178. And
10 leads, yeah.
Yes. It should be around, let's see here, it should be around $2,329 that you have to spend as a minimum budget per month. Was that not explained?
No, that wasn't explained to me. What I gathered from it was that there was an introduction fee, basically for the setup and starting your profile, you had to get a minimum of 10 leads. And because my leads are an average of $170 or $200 or whatever, the amount would be $23.29 based on that.
Yeah, that's correct.
Figure.
That's actually correct. That's the minimum monthly budget that I do see here.
So my question is, if I do not put money into the leads, am I still going to show up as a Google verified business because I went through the process?
That's a very good question. Unfortunately, no. The only way that your leads are going to show up, I mean, the only way that your ads are going to show up is if there's budget to it. However, of course, as you went through the process, let's say, for example, you went all through the process, got Google verified, you're definitely Google verified, but the lead is not going to show up.
Yeah, that's more what I said, what I meant. I'm going to show up as a Google verified business. Obviously, the lead won't be there, and the advertisements.
If you're trying to refer to, like, being seen online as Google verified, that is a no. But of the back-end process, you are Google verified, but for you to show online that you're Google verified, there has to be budget put in place to run your, you know, to run that information that you're Google verified.
So even though I'm going through the Google verification process and I will be Google verified, the only way I can show up online at any time as Google verified is by putting a minimum of $2,300 of leads into the account every month?
I would say for now that would be a yes. But if you do want, Josh, I can definitely go ahead and get some clarification with our Google Verified team, see if there's, you know, maybe there are certain things that could be a benefit on your end if you complete the Google Verification or Google Verified process, but not put in the minimum budget. I can check that with them, and then I'm just going to update you once I do hear back from them. Because currently, I don't, on my end, I don't think that would be the case. You're only going to show up as Google Verified once there is going to be, a budget. Because the process is like this, Josh. Once you get Google Verified, okay, where we do enter into a phase where we say, ad visibility. We get your ad and we wait for it to be visible before we charge you the actual amount, the actual cost, $23.29. Mm-hmm. So it's visible, but it won't run unless you pay or you put that $23.29 into the Google Verified program.
So essentially going through the Google Verified process is one thing, and putting money into the advertising that you would benefit from being a Google Verified business is another thing.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
So let's say right now I look up on Google a verified business, and whatever it says, you know, does it say Google Verified under their name?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you're going to show up under the local service ad section, and there's going to be an indication that you're Google Verified.
Okay. And that's just as a matter of going through the verification process, not necessarily showing up number one, because that would involve putting money into advertising, but the fact that I'm a Google Verified company still remains. I'm just going to be subject to the organic search process, not necessarily the Google Ads or Google Verified advertising lead budget. Is that correct?
Okay. If I'm understanding you correctly, what your question is about the organic result, not specifically the Google Verify program that you signed up with, correct?
Well, I guess it has a little bit to do with both. Okay, so here's a scenario for you. I go through the verification process. I do the first month of the leads, 23-29. I decide that's too much money for me because I am a small business. That's just a lot for me to afford on top of paying you guys. I decide to put that on hold.
Yes.
Is that going to remove my verified badge, regardless of where it puts me on a search? If you look up my business, if somebody's like, whatever, I don't care that he's fourth or fifth on the list, I want to look up Ray's with fourth, is it still going to show that I've gone through the Google verification process, which I paid for?
That's a very good question. I would say no, Joshua. The only way that your business is going to show as Google verified is if there is budget to it. It is a mandatory requirement that there is budget towards your Google verified program for you to get to, like, show to potential customers that you're Google verified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the rest can definitely, I mean, the organic search is definitely going to be there. You're definitely going to be seen. And you can put that on pause at any point, okay? At any point that you want to, put it on pause, turn it on again. It really depends on how you wish to run your Google Verified campaign. But visibility-wise, it's going to be only visible if there is budget to it.
Mm-hmm. What does it technically say on my Google profile once I'm Google verified? Like, if, so for instance, Rayswood Floors, 4.9 stars, 67 Google reviews, for and contractor. Does it say Google verified after one of those things, like underneath my ratings or something?
Yes, it would show. There is going to be an indication that you're Google verified, and you're going to be one of the businesses that's going to show up under the local services ad section.
Okay. And when you say putting something on pause, that just puts the advertising on pause so I don't show up under the local services section?
Yes, you can do that. You can put it on pause.
But the only time it'll make a difference is if I put a minimum of $2,300 in per month.
I'm sorry, what do you mean difference?
Well, I can either add the minimum budget, which is $2,300 plus some change, or put it on pause. right? There's only kind of two options there.
Okay. The 2329, 2300 budget is actually what we call an activation budget when we start it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you do not put it, or if you do not put that amount into your Google Verified program, technically the ad or the Google Verified program or the Google Verified ad is not going to run. You're only going to be able to pause, let's say, you've put in a 2300 budget to your Google Verified program, but you do want to pause it after 2 weeks, then that is mm-hmm. when you can pause it. And then you want to run it again after the next 2 weeks, then you can definitely go ahead and turn it on again.
So I can essentially hold on to leads if I pause it.
Yes. What do you mean hold on to leads?
Well, what I'm saying is, like, say I get like 3 leads.
Yeah.
And that leads to 3 jobs right away, and I'm like, okay, uh-huh. like I'm gonna pause it.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm gonna pause it because I have enough work right now, and then can I unpause that at any time during the month and still have
yes.
the remainder of that 2329?
Yes, that is actually correct, Joshua. You do have an option available on your local Splash dashboard under campaign management for you to pause and unpause your Google Verified program. However, if you do it through the local Splash dashboard, you're only going to be allowed to pause it for 2 weeks. Now, if mm-hmm. you do require more than 2 weeks, then we will have to get into a conversation so we can manually pause it for more than 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah, that's the
but that would be a good idea. Yeah, because sometimes, if you, as you mentioned, you're a small business, so if you tend to get a lot of calls, a lot of jobs, then you may not be able to catch up, and you may have to turn down, you know, like get that cost go to waste because you would have to turn it down, and then you're already charged $178. So that would be mm-hmm. a good idea for you to pause it at any point. And, yeah, just let us know, or you can definitely do it through the dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely one way to do it.
Okay. What can I expect in terms of, you know, like how is your advertising, my work, going to change? Are you going to be changing the advertisements themselves, or are you going to take ones that you've already made and they're just going to be presented higher in a ranking for local searches?
Okay. So for the local service ad campaign or the Google Verified program, the difference there is that there's going to be a public badge, right? As what was mentioned, mm-hmm. to get a public badge to show that you're Google Verified. And there definitely is a premium ad placement because your verified business will appear in the local service ad section unit at the very top of the Google search results. So this is regardless of the organic search. You can actually, let's say for example, in one search, it can actually appear twice because you get the premium ad placement plus you're already showing on the organic search. So there's going to be more visibility for you. And then also at the same time, there is going to be, let's see here, a detailed verification call out. So since Google is transitioning to what we call Google Verified, it provides more transparency because now that's going to be an indication that you've certainly passed all the requirements, such as license checks, background, rather than just previously it was just showing, you know, you're actually Google guaranteed, but now that it's going to say Google Verified, then that gives an impression that you went through all these checks. And potential customers that trust the local service ads placement do know that once you're on that section, you're definitely like a legit, or I would say a reputable business, because you've passed through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, this is just, you know, it's a good opportunity for me to see how much, you know, advertising is really going to do for mm-hmm. me. I have to kind of compete against these other companies,
Yes, because, I mean, we're talking about a very huge budget out here for your marketing. I do think it's 2,300, so I do get why you kind of, like, have this, concern about what you're going to be spending. But so far, Joshua, to my, as per my experience, I would highly recommend you just have to really keep on track with the leads that are coming in. The thing about Google Verified is that you have to make sure that if ever a potential caller, or I would say a potential customer called in and they just simply called, they did not leave any voicemail, you have to make sure you reach back and ask if they're interested in the services or not. So to make sure that we can also keep track of these calls and we can identify if these are qualified or not.
Right. Okay, so let's say, I'm all set up, Google Verified, I'm doing the first month, and someone's searching for hardwood floors, they find my company, and just walk me through, they call me. Where am I getting that call? Am I getting it on the local slash number 939-5800? I'm just wondering, like, through what process are you tracking and making sure that these leads are legitimate? And
Well, definitely, though there is a different call tracking number shown on the ad itself, because Google wants to track it as well, it's going to come for your phone number, it's going to come for your call tracking, and for you to know that these are qualified leads, remember that our call tracking system allows us to record all calls for transparency. So you're going to be able to see all the numbers of potential customers calling in, including a recording of the call that you had. So that is how we will be able to identify how Google is able to be, is going to be able to identify if this is a qualified lead or not. And from there, we can go ahead and rate them, or, if there's anything that comes along and that it's not a qualified lead, sometimes, let's say, of course, worst case scenario, you get a spam lead or a telemarketer, just let us know and then we'll go ahead and dispute it so you don't end up getting billed for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would say...
But one important thing too that I would like to note, Joshua, is that the Google Verified program, this whole process, application process, does take somewhere about 6 to 8 weeks, depending on how things go, how the documents are, if there's any other information needed. So just really want to give you a heads up that it's not going to happen overnight. It does take some time, is what I mentioned to you initially. But we will be, we will make sure we will be on track.
And so it's only when I'm verified that I'm going to start the campaign and pay the intro budget?
Yes. We're only going to be starting the campaign if everything's ready. And you're only going to be charged, again, if everything's ready and if your ad is going to be is confirmed visible already.
Okay.
So we're not going to just push it out and get you the $23 if it's not yet ready. It has to be already before we get that budget from you.
Okay. I was thinking of something I forgot.
Go ahead.
When I reach the limit of the 10 leads or whatever the cap is for the $2,300, is that... I'm either going to be given the option to pay more money, or do I have to just wait until the next month?
That's a very good question. For the Google Verified program, there's actually a requirement to it. Of course, we understand that you do want to get more. Expanding definitely for the business is good. But for you to be able to have the option to add more to your budget, there has to be at least 2 consecutive months wherein you get to can either fully consume the $2,300 or nearly consume the $2,300. So it has to be 2 consecutive months. If we get to that point, then you will be able to add more into your budget.
Okay, so that's kind of a Yeah, it's a feature.
Yeah, you can also simply add more to it because you want it, because who knows? You may just be adding, but then it's not working by that time, so we do not want that to happen. They do want to check the data first, see how everything's going. So again, there's going to be adjustment, maybe some optimization, some quick changes that needs to be done to see how it's going to work. So there's going to be a lot that's going to happen within the first 2 months. But if ever the cost gets to be fully consumed or gets to be nearly fully consumed within that 2 months, then you will have the option to add more to it.
So it has to be two consecutive months.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say in 2 weeks I get 10 leads.
Mm-hmm.
What is that going to do for me for the rest of the month in terms of being Google verified and my advertisement? Is that still going to keep my profile up there?
I'm sorry?
So I have a budget of $2,300. I have roughly 10 leads.
Yes.
Say I get 10 leads fairly quickly within 2 weeks. Am I going to receive any more leads, any more advertisement from that, or do I drop down on
local ranking? I really do apologize. I was not able to get the first part.
That's okay. Can you hear me? I have kind of bad service.
Okay. Yep. This is all good now.
Okay. Let's say in the first 2 weeks, I get 10 leads. I reach my budget. What happens after that for the next 2 weeks?
That's a very good question. Unfortunately, when it comes to that, it rarely happens. Honestly, it rarely happens that the budget gets fully consumed in the first 2 weeks, and that is because Google has set this kind of algorithm to give equal chances as well to everybody that's running the Google Verify program. But in cases where that definitely happens, again, it rarely happens, so the Google Verified, or like the ad is not going to be visible anymore onto, you know, like the local services ad section.
Okay.
But Google has this equal distribution towards your budget. Google has this way of knowing when to show you and when not to show you to make sure that your budget is maximized to its full potential. I would say that. Yep.
Is there a way that you can show me the local services section on Google? Like what companies are using Google Verified in my area?
Hold on. Give me one quick second. Okay. See here. Give me one quick second. Let me just get it for you. Hold on. Okay, I'm just trying to get it for you. Unfortunately, Josh, on my end, it's not available, or I'm not able to see that link because it's only available in areas that are actually eligible for it. So I'm getting it from our Google Verify team right now. Okay? If you want me to go over your next questions while I wait for our Google Verify team to send it to me.
Sure. Just a quick question. I was looking at my hub for Facebook ads. And it says that I have a remaining budget, including rollover, of $922. Is there a way to put that money toward my current budget without necessarily changing how much I put into it?
Oh, you mean reallocate the budget for Google Ads towards your Google Verified? Is that what you want?
No, so for my Facebook ads, it says there's a remaining budget probably of, you know, just the amount of clicks. And I'm wondering if this remaining budget that I've put in, it can be allocated to back into Facebook ads or anywhere else.
Of course, yes. That is actually one of the concerns that I do have here, Joshua, because one very important thing that occurred why the ads did not run is at a certain point we no longer have access to your Facebook page. I did see here there were times where in our team they tried to reach out to you to talk about the access but was not able to reach you. So for that, if you're able to get that completed, if we are able to allow you or if you are able to give us access to your Facebook page, then we will be able to run the ads out there.
So I'm getting emails, and obviously Facebook is really subject to, you know, random people, you know, will spam you, and it's just not reliable. Is there an email address I should be looking up for? Is it only going to be Local Splash contacting me? Because I've gotten contacted by, you know, Meta Verified, but it's not something that I'm willing to click on just because I'm not going to open a link that might subject me to any kind of, you know, security issues.
Okay. Now, when it comes to that, what do you mean? Like the leads that are coming in or the communication from us?
So I get emails from, you know, let's say that the subject line is Meta verification status update. I'm looking at the email address of the person sending it to me, and it's unidentifiable, and it comes with a link and all these other things. What kind of correspondence are you sending me? Does it look like something from Local Splash about Facebook? Is it from a different email?
Yeah. Our emails are always going to come from support@localsplash.com.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to resend that stuff, if you want to resend stuff for Facebook, I haven't received anything from you for Facebook in a long time.
Okay. Let me just send it over to you now so you can also confirm receiving it. Okay. So this one should say grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. That would be the title of the email. It should be there in a minute or two. And also to note, what you're doing actually is really good because there's going to be a lot of spam emails from Facebook saying, you know, I mean, sometimes they would even say that your ads are actually doing some infringement, you know, copyright infringement and these and that. There's an ongoing case. There's a lot that they do send you just to attract or gain your attention. But technically, all you just have to do is to verify the sender. It's one thing. And usually, you should see a notification on Facebook, too, in cases where that is a legitimate one. So just please be very extra careful, you know, as to clicking on any links.
Definitely. Yeah. So did the access expire when I did this last time?
Possibly. There's going to be quite a few possibilities why we lost access. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes their Facebook I would say Facebook updates or Facebook processes that would actually remove our access towards your Google business, I mean, towards your Facebook page. So that is the 10th thing that most likely was what happened. And yeah, but rest assured, as soon as we notice that, we do reach out and try to check with our clients to see if they did that intentionally, or, you know, maybe it was just something that Facebook did for some certain processes or update, and of course to see if you can add us back to it.
Okay. I will go through that process and give you access. Okay. So,
did you see the email already?
I see the email. Yep, I'm trying to read about how to give you access. So I'll take care of that
today.
And one thing I wanted to do is give you kind of an idea of what I'm looking for in terms of like the photos with the Facebook ads, the photos with the Google ads. I'm going to remove some photos from the local splash photo library that I just don't think, you know, it worked fine because that's all I had when we started working together, but I have better stuff now. And so if you can go in and update, maybe, you know, I'll put some top photos up there that I want used for most of the advertising. I don't know how many different ones you're going to use, but the ones on Facebook right now are kind of like, I'm getting more phone calls for people thinking that it's an apartment for rent than my services for hardwood floors. But that's probably just what people are looking for on Facebook more anyway. So it's probably not an issue, but I just wanted to have a finer look to it.
Want, Joshua, what we can do about the ads on Facebook is that if there's any specific like image that you want to use, or if there are specific instructions, you can send it to us via email, and then we can send it over to our Facebook team so they can create the ad from there. And then what we can do more is that we can gain your approval before we run it live.
Okay, that's great. I mean, you guys are doing a great job anyway. It's just more like tweaking language, changing some photos. I think I want to take out or just like changing around the wording of things. So yeah, I think that's good. I have to update some stuff on Facebook anyway, but
no worries.
Just keep in touch about the verification.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to try and make it work for a couple months just to see how it works for me. And then, you know, hopefully it'll generate some income that it'll justify me continuing it. But I just, you know, I got to try it and get back on my feet because I'm getting outspent in advertising with other local companies. So I kind of have to make it worth my while.
All right, no worries. I'll definitely keep track of the verification process, and we'll definitely, you know, discuss from there. Anyway, the benefit to having an account manager is that we will be keeping on track, and aside from that, too, we will be getting in touch with you from time to time, let you know if there's anything missing, let you know if there's anything, or, you know, just simply checking with you if there's anything that requires our attention. So,
okay,
you know,
you'll
definitely get more calls from me from here on. But just going back, I still haven't received the information from our Google Verified team, but is it okay if I send it to you via text, the link, for you to go to the local services app once I have it?
Yep, that's good.
Okay. But so far, do you have any other questions, Joshua, any other concerns?
Mainly it was about the budgeting.
Yeah, I know, because it's honestly, it's one of the industries, and, you know, the industries in the location that does really cost high in terms of the Google Verified, but it's something that is definitely worth giving a try, I would honestly say.
Yeah, and it's just something new to try, a different way to get customers, reach customers, and, you know, it's worked well my advertising with you guys has worked well up until now. So, you know, we'll see what happens. If I need to, you know, continue on with this, I'm sure I'll make it work. If I need to pause it, I'm sure I'll make it work. But it's just, I just gotta have to shake things up.
Yes, for sure. Well, I mean, this is more of a reason why we need to be, you know, in constant communication so we can keep track and modify and, you know, do certain things, do certain updates from here just to make sure it works. And that's what
we're
doing for you. We'll definitely do our best to make things work.
Okay, great. So I'm going to go through and just take a look at what you guys are doing in terms of, like, recent updates. And I'll take out those photos that I don't want used and just tell you what my top photos are.
And then send an email to our support email, support@localsplash, for the specific image and certain instructions you want to do or you want to give us for your Facebook ads campaign. Okay. And then we'll create the ad from there.
Okay. What else? Has the team gone through and, you know, checked out the SEO with my website, the back end stuff and updated things? So I'm constantly updating that. So if, I updated more stuff yesterday, I added a new page. I don't know if you receive notifications if there's an update to the website or whatever, but, Yeah, okay. All right, just wanted to make sure, because I'm going to continue to make more updates and add some more pages for more information just to get some better search optimization for my company, but just wanted to throw that out there.
Yes, for sure. Whenever you do update anything for the dashboard, Joshua, we do get notified about it, so our quality team checks on it and make sure that it's all synchronized for better SEO. So that is something that we can rest assured we do. Okay. Anything that you do on the dashboard, we get notified, even if it's uploading image, making some edits, basically anything, then we'll definitely take a look into what you're doing. And of course, if that's something that is not going to contribute to the success of your business, then we do reach out and try to discuss it with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it for now.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and just let us know.
Thanks,
okay?
Catherine.
Let me know.
I will. I'll keep in touch.
I'll send you a text as well once I do have the link for you to check those businesses under the local services ad section.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Joshua. I'm so sorry about the last time I had some technical issues, but I'm really, really thankful about your patience and your understanding. And hopefully, you know, we get to talk more. Okay?
Absolutely. Yeah, no problem. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Have a wonderful rest of your day, Joshua. Enjoy your
Bye-bye.
Weekend as well.
Thank
Bye.
You, Isha.